G'day, I'm Alex Tai. Uber and the Australian Red Cross are joining us to chat about their annual clothing drive. It's where Aussies living in Adelaide, Brisbane, Melbourne, Perth, or Sydney can donate their pre-loved clothing to charity. How it works is that by booking an Uber package ride, your clothes will get picked up and taken to the closest Red Cross shop free of charge. This year's drive is on this Saturday, the 21st of October. And to talk about that, we welcome back a familiar voice to Squizzes, Dom Taylor, General Manager of Rides at Uber. Welcome, Dom.
It's great to be here.
And we are also joined by Richard Wood, Head of Retail at the Red Cross. Thank you, Richard, for joining us.
A pleasure, Alex. Good to be here.
Richard, let's start off with you. Can you tell us a bit about what this year has been like for the Red Cross?
Yeah, it's been a great year for Australian Red Cross retail. Thanks, Alex. We've opened a number of new shops, a number of bigger shops. We've got more volunteers coming back since the challenges of COVID. And we've got more interest, I think, in the community in pre-loved products. So that's been working really well for us. But on the services side of things in our program, there's probably been more demand for our services than ever. So the revenues that we raise through the stores that support all the work that's done out there in the field is really critical for us. So a bit of a challenge. Challenging year in terms of our service provisions.
And on the clothing drive, Richard, we heard from Squizzes last year that took part. So what kind of impact did it have last year?
Oh, this is a major event for us, Alex. It's the biggest corporate event that we have on the calendar. We get enough clothing across the 7 hours of the clothing drive to fuel two complete shops for an entire year. We find that Australians are incredibly generous when there are disasters. They really jump on board. But one of the challenges for Red Cross is that we've got a number of programs that don't get the profile of those emergencies, and they need to be funded. And so the funds that come in through the stores are one of the ways that we can look to fund those everyday activities that are essential to support Australians.
Dom, I've got one for you. As I mentioned, Uber has been teaming up with the Australian Red Cross clothing drive for a number of years now. We're all about a good backstory here at the Squiz. So can you tell us, how did you two start working together?
Yeah, sure. It's as you say, it's the fifth year that we have run the clothing drive in partnership with Red Cross. We ran the first all the way back in 2016. And if you think back to 2016, Uber was relatively new in the Australian market, and we were doing all sorts of fun stuff to bring to life, click a button, get a ride. Uber ice cream occurred, where Messina was delivered to you before Uber Eats even existed. We delivered Uber puppies and kittens as well in those years. And we also saw this great opportunity to use our tech for good with Red Cross by collecting clothes. The interesting part is that we didn't have a package product live at that time. And during COVID, as people were locked down in their houses, they needed to move things around cities using the Uber drivers of Australia. And so now, in the fifth incarnation of the clothing drive, we have our package product live, which we'll be using on Saturday, with the hope of collecting nearly 60,000 kilograms of clothes in one day, as Richard says.
And I know there are plenty of people listening who will be eager to contribute to some of those 60,000 kilograms of clothing. So what do people need to do to get involved?
We want to make it as easy for listeners as possible, and we want to make sure it's free. And so this Saturday and in the lead up to Saturday, collect your clothes that you don't use anymore that are valuable, put them in a bag, go onto the Uber app, click on package, and all you have to type is Red Cross shop. And we'll do everything on the back end to make sure that those clothes get delivered to distribution centres, and they will be sold at Red Cross shops right across Australia in the coming months. And the final thing that I'll say is that I've spent a lot of time over the last few months with Richard and Kim, the CEO of Red Cross here in Australia, and I'm just taken back by how amazing the work that Red Cross do right across the board. We all know about the amazing work they do in times of crisis around natural disaster. But what really was clear to me is the amazing work that the team at Red Cross are doing in immigration, asylum seekers, in programs and community right across Australia. And so this is a great way that Aussies can support Red Cross in such important work in these tricky times that we're living in.
Well, Dom Taylor, Richard Wood, thank you so much for joining us. And this interview was brought to you by Uber Australia.